Oh, thank you so much for sharing. Irish music always touches my heart and stirs my soul, and I love this particular service that we do, which is right around, sometime close around St. Patrick's Day, and honoring music. And so I want to talk, first of all, a little bit. My talk title is Irish Music Speaks to the Heart. Irish Music Speaks to the Heart. But I want to start by talking about music itself, because music has been with us throughout time. Whether it's the music of nature or whether it's man-composed music, consider that the very first music that we hear is the heartbeat of our mother in our mother's womb. And it's that the vibrancy of the rhythm that then moves through us throughout our life and all the music we experience. So think about the music of nature. Where do you hear the music of nature? Type it in, you guys at home. Anybody here? Shout it out. Come on.
Birds.
Birds. Here we go.
River, trees.
Ocean. Yeah. Wind. We don't think about it as music usually, but it's such an intrinsic part of our universe and the flow of the energy of all creation. And when we experience and recognize its importance and how it connects us intrinsically to the essence of God, which is not a person or something, but God is the energy of all that is. And as we begin to shift from our mental thinking and the outward experiences in our life, and as we just begin to tune in to the music that is all around us, it begins to uplift and inspire us. From Psalms 9 to, this is the contemporary English version, it says, God Most High, I will rejoice. I will celebrate and sing because of you. And so it isn't talking about a man God. It's expressing to us that song and music is the expression of Godness, of the allness of our being. And so it's such a wonderful opportunity to talk about music and its importance, because science has shown us over time how much it affects us, how much it heals and blesses us, and we recognize it as this amazing universal language. So I love to do a little bit of research, and this is, most of you are familiar with Deepak Chopra, and this is from his website, Chopra.com articles. There we go. He says, music is a universal language. It has the unique ability to communicate with you and to connect you to the universe in ways you can't find elsewhere. If you're open to its healing powers, music often resonates on a level much deeper than cognitive comprehension. Whoa. Deeper than cognitive comprehension. It reaches your soul. Whether you listen to classical, grunge, pop, alternative, rock, bluegrass, country, or folk, the music you're listening to affects your mind, body, and spirit in substantial ways. Music has a transcendent property that can connect you to something greater than yourself, and has been proven. There we go. And has been proven to positively affect spirituality and the quality of life. You know, so when we really think about music and all the ways it affects us, whether it's the music of our times, whether it's music from the past, whether it's the music of nature, recognizing it has healing components to it. It has uplifting components. It has inspirational components. And as we allow ourselves to experience music rather than think about music, something shifts inside of us. And so that's why I so very much love this service, where we get to experience even more music than usual. John always does such a wonderful job. But from the website exploringyourmind.com, it also says music is a universal language, and it's capable of awakening emotions and unique sensations. The influence of music on our soul is so far-ranging. Ever since different cultures started to form, there has always been a place for rhythmic sounds that can communicate our feelings. In every age and civilization, this particular form of expression has existed, and in so many varied styles. And Andre Ferriante, who is a wonderful guitarist and a composer, and he says, music is so much more than enjoyment for our ears. It affects our minds and our souls to create a multi-sensory experience that goes far beyond listening. The power that different sounds can have on us is tremendous. And so this is such a wonderful Sunday that falls either before or after St. Patrick's Day, where we can focus on a people, on a nation, on a group of individuals who faced economic, political, religious strife and challenges, and utilized music throughout their culture, not only in the past and over the centuries, but even today, to bring them together, to coalesce, to tell a story in a way that no other culture or group, ethnic group of people, for the most part, has done. So I always like to celebrate and recognize that. And when we take a look at the difficulties and the challenges of the Irish people, from being persecuted, from the diaspora where they faced not one famine but two famines with the potato blights, and they, so many of them, moved from their homeland and came here to the United States and other places. And we can recognize that this is the music that is the foundation from New York, from the Appalachians, from as they moved in and they brought these tones and this particular type of music. This is the beginning of bluegrass and of folk music and of country rock and roll. And so we can have a great sense and an appreciation of how important a part that music plays in the lives of people who face challenges that very few of us ever face in our lives, and how it brought them together. And in Scripture, as we consider music, from Psalm 153 through 4, it says, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with lute and harp, praise him with tambourine and dance, praise him with strings and pipe. And from Ephesians 5:18 through 19, it says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart, friends. And this is what was such an element of the history and of the expression of the people of Ireland as they faced their challenges and difficulties and the gifts that they brought in expressing their music. Let's see, from the website claudadesign.com, it says, although there are many aspects to Irish heritage, traditions, and culture, music is a very important one. In previous centuries, music and storytelling were the only forms of entertainment on an island that had no electricity and where only a small minority of the population were literate. On cold, dark evenings, villages would crowd together into their local pub to share a warm fire, hear stories, and listen to music played by the local musicians. It started a tradition that has been kept alive since then, as music is still a very important part of life in Ireland. And Neville Gardner, who owns Donegal Square, it's a website, and carries Irish items. He says, Irish music tells the story of the land and its people throughout history during times of celebration and rebellion. Music sent a powerful message and brought people together, friends. And I think the Irish traditions and the music inspired people in a way unparalleled to other groups and other countries, and it always touches something in our soul. And so this is an opportunity, as you've already heard some of the songs today, you recognize their storytelling. You know, music tells our stories. It's how we share. And how people of that time, when they had no electricity, they slept with their animals in their huts. They communicated with each other as they gathered together. They opened their hearts and they shared the vibrancy of the rhythms, because it is not as much even the harmonies in Irish music. It is the rhythms of Irish music that make it so unique. And that always takes me back to the rhythm of the heartbeat of our mom. And the rhythm of the heartbeat of our universe. From IrishAmericanMom.com, she says, every Irish person's heart sings when they hear the soaring melodies of traditional Irish music. The sing-song vocal runs, pipes, and fiddle represent a rich history dedicated to the resilience and beauty of our ancestors. Over 2,000 years ago, during the Iron Age era, Celtic peoples settled in Ireland and started creating their own music in about 500 BC, before Christ. This were the songs, the horns, the flutes. They derived things from nature and the rhythm of the heartbeat of the universe. It was there that traditional Irish music was born, and it was handed down through the generations. Musicians would learn by ear, and they never formally wrote down the music or lyrics. I know, John, you've talked about that often, and that always impressed me. And when I traveled in Ireland, that's the tradition. They sit together, they play together. It doesn't matter if they, you know, they can sing or not sing. They sing regardless. Yeah, John.
Yeah, dance and
music. Yes, dance. It was all interconnected. That was a lot. There's so much. I get so excited about this stuff, and there's so much I want to share on this Sunday. As you read into it, and having been there, and having felt the energy of the continent itself, you can just feel it in the roots, and it's the heart of the people. And it's what, when they were not able to, sometimes with religious persecution, they couldn't even gather. But in their own homes, they could sing and they would dance, as John was saying. And it inspires us to recognize how important music is in our lives in all the many ways that it shows up. Irish America Bomb goes on to say, Irish folk music evolved over the centuries and became an important thread running through Irish history. When we look at music from any culture, one of the main things we can examine is themes within the songs. Like most cultures, a lot of traditional Irish songs tend to have similar topics, which point toward what Irish life has been like for centuries. You know, telling our own stories is so important because it connects us heart to heart. A few examples of these topics are the sea, the supernatural, prison, martyrs, historical figures, rebellion, immigration, humor, love, drinking, and more. These songs communicate what it's like to live in Ireland and share historical events and themes. And so we've already heard some of the wonderful songs that Cole and John have played today that were these stories that people told of their hearts. And some of them are quite sad, and the ballads, you know, have a lot to them because people left their homeland. They left their loved ones. They traveled to America. They traveled around the world through times of blight and famine and hunger and through persecution, economic and religious. And yet they carried in their heart this heartbeat of music. And it continues on to this day. And like she says at the very beginning, every Irish person's heart sings when they hear the soaring melodies of traditional Irish music. And I'm not even Irish, but every time I hear it anywhere, I'm sure there's something in my past history and that in my genealogy or somewhere, because when I am over there visiting, it's just like I feel like my feet almost plant like roots of a tree into the ground. And my heart opens with the music. And it does. As soon as I walked in this morning and Cole was practicing a little bit ahead of time, I walked in the door and I could have almost have just burst into tears because my heart and my soul just blossomed open. And friends, whether or not Irish music touches you in this way, let it just be an awareness of music of any type, whether it's nature, the waves crashing on the shore, the birds singing, the wind howling, or if it's, you know, if you like rap or pop or rock and roll or whatever touches you and gets that heartbeat of your being moving, embrace it, be with it, sing with it, share with it, dance with it. And you know, have you ever been driving down, you know, and you look over at someone in their car, you can't hear a word, and they're, you know, they're singing away, you know, and then sometimes I've realized I'm doing that, and I look over and someone's laughing, you know. It's like, let's be silly. Let's go ahead and embrace that. Because there's nothing that moves us and touches our souls as deeply as the energetic vibration that is the flow of God, that is the universe that connects us together. And that is music itself in all its many forms. Music experienced in our heart and soul connects us directly to God. So, friends, I just want to invite you. I know we're going to have a little bit more music in closing. I want to invite you to just find that your toe taps along, and you cannot sit in a pub and your foot stay still. I will tell you that much. In Ireland, you know, everyone's tapping or clapping or dancing or something, and let yourself feel the music, be with the music, open your heart and soul, and know that it is a direct connection to the ever-presence of Godness, of the flow of our universe, and celebrate that today. And so thank you to our musicians for sharing that with us today, and those of you at home for being with us for this wonderful and special service.